This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Pesei Clifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua insights, the halachic insights into the Daf series. Tonight's shiur is on Maseches Moed Katan Daf Tes, and the topic discussed is when one has to make a choice, which mitzvah do you choose? I'm going to begin the shiur a little bit differently than I normally do, but before I do that, I'm going to introduce it with an idea or a theme that I've been mentioning throughout this Daf HaShavua series, and that basically is one of the advantages of learning Daf HaShavua is that we go through a Daf rather slowly and thoroughly, and we're able to pick up different points that we might not pick if we were working a little bit quicker. Each point comes out from the Gemara is so crucial because by learning a point and learning an idea that comes out from there, we could always apply it to other situations, and that's how the halakhic process works. What we're going to be doing tonight is actually taking three unrelated shilos to Maseches Moed Katan, nothing to do with Chol HaMoed at all, and using an explanation or a hesber, an understanding of Rashi, into a stira that was brought in our Gemara to answer all three questions. So again, I'm going to bring up three seemingly unrelated questions to each other. We're then going to introduce a contradiction, and I got a contradiction brought down in our Gemara. We're going to understand the Gemara with Rashi's explanation and then use that to answer all three questions. In order to do that, let's first bring the first question. The first question was posed to the Ritvaz, and the question was this. A person has an person is in jail, and the people who are keeping him in jail give him the following opportunity. They tell him, listen, we see you're in jail. We see that you're a good Jewish person. Well, maybe not such a good Jewish person. Maybe he was a good Jewish person that was in there for no reason. Or maybe he was a Jewish person who was in there for a good reason. That's not really the issue that the Ritvaz discusses. But anyways, those who were keeping him in jail gave him the following offer. The offer was, we'll allow you to go out of jail one time so you can go to shul. Well, fortunately, there were no minyanim in jail. That's not always a good thing when you have a minyanim of people, when you have a minyan of people in jail. But in this case, the person had the opportunity, and he was wondering, what does he pick? Does he pick a day like Rosh Hashanah where he can go to shul and hear shofar? Does he pick a day like Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur, what a great day to daven b'tzibur, or does he pick a day, let's say, like Purim and he can hear the Megillah? That was the first question that was asked, and now we'll put that inside. The second question has to do with the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Shulchan Aruch tells us that when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, that really we're supposed to wait till a number of days after we see the Levana, after the Molad, I mean, some say three, some say seven, but the Shulchan Aruch points out that it's actually mitzvah in the Mufchar, it's a better mitzvah, it's more of a hitter, to make the bracha on Motzai Shabbos when he is misvusam and he's wearing begadim noyim. And this, by the way, is the reason why we do that when we have Motzai Shabbos, when we do the Kiddush Levana in Av, and many have the minhag to wait till after Tisha B'Av because a person is not the Simcha until after the 9 days. And even a person is going to say Kiddush Levana on Motzai Tisha B'Av, the minhag is that we wait until a person eats and puts on his shoes to do so because, again, we want a person to be mevusam and wearing begadim noyim. A person who's wearing his Nali Tisha B'Av in his big day of Avelis is definitely not under that category. Well, let's say a situation like this. Let's say you have Tisha B'Av, let's say, is on a Tuesday, and person wants to say Kiddush Levana with a minyan in Shul on Motzai Shabbos, and you do a cheshbon, you'll see that, you know, you'd probably wait till the next Motzai Shabbos. So, if Motzai Tisha B'Av is a Tuesday, that means Tuesday night is Yud, Wednesday night is Yud Aleph, Thursday night is Yud Beis, Friday night is Yud Gimel, Motzai Shabbos is Yud Dal, that's kind of at the end. And now, you see the Levana on Hey Av. Question is, do you want to be Mekadesh Levana on Heav? Do you have to wait until Motzei Shabbos and do it with all the Hidurim? Or do we say, do the mitzvah now? That's the second question. The third question has to do with a person who was told on Tzom Gedalia that if he fasts, he'll be able to make it through the day, but his body might become weak to the point where fasting on Yom Kippur might be difficult for him. And there's a possibility that he might have to break his fast on Yom Kippur. So the shaila is, does he fast on Tzom Gedalia and choose that as the fast he's going to do? Or does he wait until Yom Kippur, where if he doesn't fast on Tzom Gedalia, he should have no trouble fasting on Yom Kippur? So again, three Shilas, seemingly unrelated Shilas, but as we see after we go through Rashi's explanation of our Gemara, we'll see that in fact all three Shilas can be answered with the same principle. Now, the principle in the Gemara is brought down via Estira of two psukim in Sefer Mishlei, and is brought down as part of a conversation that took place between two of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Talmidim, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asamai and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, who interestingly, the Ritva says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim is not the same Yehuda ben Gerim of the famous Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave story, because that person ended up being somebody who either directly or indirectly was malshin on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or led to people being malshin on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai left the cave, he saw Yehuda ben Gerim, turn him to a gal shel atzamos. So it happens to be a machlokas in the Rishonim as to this was that same person or not. The Ritva goes out clearly and says that this person was definitely not. There was a regular Yehuda ben Gerim and a Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. Anyway, the two psukim both come from Mishlei. The first pasuk is Pales Magel Raglecha, which means that a person should weigh the course of your feet and all your actions will be established. Now Rashi tells us that this pasuk, which basically tells you, look what's in front of you, make a cheshbon, and decide which is the better one, and that's the one you do it. Rashi says this is speaking about a person who is presented with multiple mitzvah opportunities at the same time. What do you do? So the pasuk says, Pales Magel Raglecha. Weigh the course of your feet. Decide. Shkol mitzvos v'ayin behen. Weigh the mitzvos and look into them. Eizu mehen hagedola. Which one is the greater mitzvah? And in that case, v'aseh hagedola. That's the first pasuk. So the first pasuk tells us that when you have a choice to do two mitzvos, a greater or a smaller one, obviously you pick the greater one. Yet later on in Mishlei, the next parak, we're told, orachayim pentefales. You want to know the way of life? Person should not make cheshbonos. A person should not weigh out. But rather, as explained by Rashi, when a person is given a mitzvah opportunity and he's got the choice between doing both of them, you don't take into account which one you do, but rather, call mitzvah shetavo liyadcha aseh, whichever mitzvah comes to your situation, you go ahead and do it. Now, we have a stira. Obvious stira. The first pasuk says in Mishlei, you go ahead and cheshbon everything out and pick the greater one. The second one says, you just get up and do it. The Nike pasuk, just do it. So Rashi explains, so the Gemara explains, we have the stira, so what do we do? Lo kasha, it's not a stira. Kam b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asosa yedei acherim. Kam b'mitzvah she'efshar la'asosa yedei acherim. The first pasuk, which tells you that what you should weigh out the mitzvos and figure out which one is greater and do the greater one, that is when the second mitzvah will be done by other people. Meaning, you have a choice. You could pick mitzvah one, and mitzvah two is going to be done by somebody. So is the mitzvah going to get done? Yes. Is the mitzvah opportunity going to pass? No, the mitzvah opportunity is not going to pass. So in a situation like that, so then we say, hey, you know, as long as the mitzvahs are going to get done, you might as well get to choose it. But in the second case, the second pasuk is talking about a case where nobody else is going to do the mitzvah. It's either you or nobody. Not going to make a difference. So comes Rashi and explains that this not only refers to you have a choice of two mitzvos, you also have to call, one of them comes before you first. And Rashi tells us that when you have to pick one, and only one of them is going to get done, you pick the one that's going to get done first. So big yisod from Rashi. Rashi tells us that when you have a choice, and you have a choice between doing two, doing one that's a little bit smaller, or waiting for one that's a little bit greater, the teretz is, we do the one first. And now, we can take this idea and put it into play and work through the three shilas. Now let's go back. Shaila number one, the Ritva's was asked, the person is in jail. And he's given the opportunity to go to a minyan. Which day does he pick? You know what the Ritva says? You pick the first day that's possible, the first minute that can come to you. Because you know what? Tefillah B'Tzibur is an important mitzvah. Ah, yeah, it might not be as great as Tekiyah Shofar, it might not be as great as Mikra Megillah, it might not be as big of a thing or an opportunity. It doesn't matter. And in fact, the Chacham Tzvi tells us that this is the makor, this particular gemara that we have, is the makor for Ridvaz. The second case, about Kiddush Levana, also the same thing. The Stechemet tells us that that is in fact the psak, because, again, you have a choice. Do Kiddush Levana now without all the Hidurim, or do Kiddush Levana with the Hidurim? So what do we say? We do Kiddush Levana now without the Hidurim, because that's the mitzvah that comes. So again, let's look back. In the first case, we had a chance, we had a choice. We're talking about mitzvos as far as going to Minyan, where one mitzvah is you go to Minyan, you hear Tefillah B'Tzibur. The second one, you go to Minyan, you have Tefillah B'Tzibur and you Bikri Megillah or and Shofar. We say, do the first one. The second case, Kiddush Levana with all the Hidurim, or just playing Kiddush Levana, we say, Kiddush Levana. And the last case, as far as the fasting is concerned, it's brought down in the Shailos Teshuvos, O Moshe, that also, you fast Tzom Gedalia, and you don't worry about Yom Kippur. Now the truth of the matter is, this day Chemed disagrees with this Teretz a little bit, not in the actual Psak, but as far as the Lomdus is concerned. This day Chemed says that this case of Yom Kippur is actually a little bit different. It's not the same case as Rashi. And this day Chemed says the following, that even people who disagree with Rashi, and happens to be the Maharshal, learns totally opposite of the Pshat. And the Maharshal says just the opposite. When two people can do it, then you just pick the first one. When you're the only one who's going to do it, then you pick the one that's greater. So the Marshal learns it differently than Rashi. But here's the point. The point is, when do we talk about this? Is when you're dealing with one mitzvah and missing another one. Here, not fasting on Yom Kippur, in this case, is not necessarily missing a mitzvah. Because what do we mean? When a person, what do we say? When a person is told that they can't eat a Yom Kippur because of Pikuach Nefesh, is that considered to be missing a mitzvah? So the Stei Chemet says, well, you might be missing a mitzvah of fasting. But what are you doing in the flip side? On the flip side, you're making a mitzvah of V'chai Bahem. So what you're really doing is, instead of keeping mitzvah A, you're keeping mitzvah B. You're not missing out of a mitzvah. As opposed to what we're talking about in the other shilas, either it's Minyan or Minyan and Shofar, Kiddush Levana or Kiddush Levana with the Hidurim. Here it's fasting on Tzom Gedalia and being Mekayim V'chayvahem, or fasting or not fasting on Tzom Gedalia and being Mekayim Inui and Yom Kippur. It doesn't make a difference. You're still, in both cases, going to be Mekayim both mitzvahs. So the Stei Chemed tells you that this is not the same shila, but it does mention something interesting. That in fact, a person is not allowed to go and do something that's going to jeopardize his Yom Kippur. But when do we say a person is not allowed to jeopardize his Yom Kippur? That's if it's a Devar Rishus. But over here, it's a Devar Mitzvah. Because it's a Devar Mitzvah, then a person definitely is allowed to fast. So what do we see from these three, or two cases that are brought down? We see that we take an answer that was explained by Rashi. How Rashi took our Gemara, Stira Psukim, and Rashi formulated that, when do we say you're supposed to choose or allowed to choose a mitzvah, that's when the mitzvah is going to, when both mitzvahs are going to get done. But in a situation where only one of those mitzvahs will get done, then you pick the one that goes by, you pick the one that comes to you first. We took a formulation of Rashi and we applied it to three separate cases, one involving Shul, Tefillah B'Tzibur, one involving Kiddush Levana, and one possibly involving Yom Kippur. Again, what do we see? We see how taking one Gemara, even one which we would consider to be an Agadata, and taking the message and applying it to other areas, by understanding it, we see how we're able to expand upon our learning and really develop the ideas and show how the halakhic process develops. Have a wonderful day. Kol Tov.